Matt Maurer joins us, newsmaker. He's a candidate, Republican, 1st Congressional District. Mr. Maurer, good morning. How are you?
Morning, Jack. Morning, Corey. How are we doing?
Good. I'm sure you're going to want to talk about that endorsement. Nikki Haley is certainly a popular name in the Republican ranks, especially on a national platform. Before I get to that, what's your reaction? WMUR is a story in this today, and it's being floated as part of this 3.5, they call it reconciliation, bigger budget. I can't imagine this being even a thought, but it shows you the extent of trying to find more money to pay for big spending. But asking banks in New Hampshire and our listening region in Maine to report transactions of $600 or more in and out of someone's personal account to the IRS, it feels to me like, is this Moscow? I mean, what is this going to happen?
Well, that's what they're trying to turn the United States into, Jack. I mean, I've been saying this from day one. The moment that Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi and Chris Pappas all started pushing for this $3.5 trillion socialist spending spree, we knew there was no way that they were going to let the middle class go unscathed. Right? They're going to peek under every single couch cushion of yours to see every single dime that may have fallen out of your pocket because they need it to pay for the socialist spending scheme. Look, Joe Biden is lying to us again, right? Remember, this is the guy, along with Pelosi, and I remember standing on debate stage with Chris Pappas last year, and he got up there and he said, we will not raise taxes on the middle class of America. Well, it's baloney. That's exactly what they're doing. And so now they want to make sure that every single person, $600, a $600 transaction, you go and buy a new couch, and you're now going to be under the supervision of the IRS under this proposal, all because they have this big sky spending scheme down in D.C. right now. This is the kind of stuff that irritates everyone in America now.
Can you imagine? Right? You imagine the regulatory pressure on banks to have to comply with that?
Oh, I mean, let alone especially community banks. I mean, look, one of the things we learned through COVID-19 was the big banks failed us. Right? Remember, the big banks weren't able to process the Paycheck Protection Program loans and everything else that needed to be done. It was really our community banks that stepped up and got us through the worst part of the pandemic.
Right.
And now you've got the federal government saying they've got to report every $600 transaction and every bank account. I mean, it's insanity, Jack. And this is the problem with folks down in D.C. right now. I have never seen a group of folks who are more disconnected from reality than the people who are in charge right now. You know, they've never run a business.
Yeah.
They've never lived in the real world. And they just don't get it, right? And that's what's showing from this right now. And honestly, I think they all need to be fired at some point here.
Well, let me ask you this real quickly. Another one that I think businesses in New Hampshire, when politicians say, oh, businesses, don't worry if you're not a big, rich corporation. But you know what? We're full of small and independent-sized businesses. And one, if I was a business owner and I had 110 employees or 103, I would begin to worry about how is OSHA going to penalize me if I have my own COVID policies in place? Say we're handling this, the health, between in-person work and remote work, everything's fine, our company's healthy, we're doing fine. But now the Biden mandates, am I going to start facing a fine I can't afford as a small business owner or a business owner? Or are they going to start whacking me? I mean, how's this going to work?
Well, let's not forget, right now it is so difficult to find employees for a number of reasons, but it's so difficult to find employees. I mean, I've met with a number of small business owners just this week who say that's their number one challenge. And now you have this mandate coming out of D.C. And again, it shows how just out of touch Joe Biden is. He puts this mandate in place, and you know that there are employees who are going to walk away from these jobs. And now these companies who are already being stretched thin, already unable to find enough staff to, whether it's a restaurant, whether it's a mom-and-pop shop, whether it's whether it's one of the manufacturing companies, mid-sized manufacturing companies we have here in New Hampshire, they now have to make a decision about, do they comply with the federal government and lose upwards of a third of their staff, a third in some of these cases, or do they just ignore the federal government and pay the penalty at some point? I mean, we should not be forcing our small business owners to make these decisions. It just, again, it shows how Chris Pappas doesn't get what's going on. Joe Biden doesn't get what's going on. They're not listening to the real world. They're more concerned about being canceled by some, activist on Twitter sitting around a dorm room in Berkeley or something.
Tell us about the Nikki Haley endorsement, because you're in a pretty spirited race there. There's more than one, you have a couple challenger, but that is a big name, arguably speaking. I mean, Nikki Haley, one of the likely 2024 presidential names. How'd that come about?
Well, look, you know, Ambassador Haley and I served together in President Trump's State Department. You know, she was a true advocate for putting America's interests first. You know, we saw her stare down communist China. We saw her bring about the toughest sanctions that we've ever seen against North Korea. She was the one who was willing to speak up for our ally Israel and stand up to bigots at the UN who are trying to penalize Israel. And so to have her support is just a true honor. You know, we work side by side together advancing our America First agenda in the Trump administration because it was in the right interest of our country. You know, make sure that America's interests were protected around the world. And you contrast that with what you're seeing right now. Right. You have Joe Biden and supported by this Congress who have left Americans behind in Afghanistan, who've waved the white flag and thrown away trillions of dollars, you know, billions, certainly hundreds of billions of dollars. And then also, you know, thousands of lives because of the ham-handed and reckless and weak policies that they've had. You know, you contrast that to what we were doing, Ambassador Haley, myself, the Trump administration. We were protecting America's interests abroad. You know, the difference couldn't be more clear.
Let me ask you this, Matt Myers, before I let you go. There's some redistricting hearings going on in that first district following the census, and I'm not sure how it's all going to break down. I really don't know. But if that district that you're running in and you've run before becomes more favorable to, let's just say, Republican voters and Democrat, are you sure that Chris Pappas is running for 100% certain he's running for re-election as a member of Congress? I mean, at this point he is, but would you be surprised if he decided to run, if Governor Sununu does run for a fourth term as a Democrat for governor? Or do you expect him fully to be a candidate again, as he appears to be, and he's told us, for the seat he currently holds?
Well, look, Chris Pappas is a career political opportunist. So he will do whatever it's going to take to make sure he can stay in a government-funded job. And whether that's run for Congress or run for a different office, that's what Chris Pappas will do. But I'm not concerned about it, right? I mean, I am confident our message has been resonating with folks throughout the district. We came so close to winning last year, despite the difficulties of campaigning during a pandemic and everything else. I'm confident we're going to win this election. And whether it's against Chris Pappas or against some carbon Xerox copy of someone else from the left wing, we're going to win this election, because that's not what New Hampshire's about. New Hampshire's about common sense, doing the right thing, putting small businesses and communities and families first, not doing it the D.C. way, the way Pappas and whoever the heck Nancy Pelosi recruits to replace Chris Pappas wants to do it.
All right. Thank you, Matt Myers. Get back in soon. GMI Studios, Good Morning New Hampshire, Republican candidate, 1st Congressional District. Thank you.
Thanks, Jack.